Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Oh, the Mets, just shut down Jacob deGrom. Protect him from himself. I am begging you, as a Met fan, to do the right thing. Because you've got not just the best pitcher in baseball. You've got not just the best player in baseball. You have, I think, right now, the best athlete in the world. Jacob deGrom right now is better at what he does than anybody playing any sport anywhere on the planet. He might be the best athlete that we've seen since Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods at the height of their abilities. He is better at this than LeBron James has ever been at basketball. Think about that. I mean, he's putting together one of the best seasons in the history of baseball. Protect him from himself. You got a 5-game lead. It's okay. I get that there's 2 weeks coming here where you're playing nothing but the division. 16 consecutive games against the division. I get the temptation. But man, just shut him down. It's Bob Bushuzin and in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and your smart speaker presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the telephone number. That's part of the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And the reason I say shut down Jacob deGrom is because the Mets have now earned the right to, I think, play with the lead a little bit. Right? They've got a 5-game lead in their division. 16 consecutive games coming up against the division, and then the Yankees, I understand the temptation to want to keep the best player in your sport in the lineup. However, having said that, when you have earned this right, take advantage of it, and you just get the feeling with the Mets that they are a team that built it the right way. They have gone out and utilized the free agent market perfectly with Taijuan Walker. They have been patient with DeGrom. They have built a young nucleus of talent, some of which they are about to start to get back again with Conforto, starting a rehab assignment. They do, I think, have a group that can go out and win the World Series. And it's a really good place for an organization to be. In a way, it brings me to the next point, which is the opposite, which I'm drawing an NBA parallel, is sometimes when an organization has one of those moments of realization when they're in the middle of a nightmare. And that's where the Philadelphia 76ers are right now. And that is where, after tonight, if they don't get a big win and find a way to win this series, where the Milwaukee Bucks might find themselves as well. Because that's more of the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, I call Jets games in New York. So I am certainly familiar with an organization being in the worst possible place. The nightmare scenario. Where their front office looks at a roster and says, look, we got no players. We have no talent. We are literally starting from ground zero. We have to build a roster from the basement up. That's the worst place for an organization to be. And I think the Jets as an organization feel like they're coming out of that a little bit now, that they're building a foundation. However, the second worst place for an organization to be, a different way to be experiencing a nightmare, is one that I think the 76ers are right now very much in the middle of, and the Bucks might be on their way towards as well. And that is, you have gone through the process. You have built your team. You have made your long-term financial decisions. You have identified the players that you think are going to be the ones to go win you a championship, and you've paid them. And then you put that team on the floor in the biggest spots, and you sit around the conference table after the game's over, and you're going, they can't do this. We have made the decision that they can do this. We have paid them like they can do this. They can't do this. And that has to be right now, where if you're the Sixers, after these last two games, but wider angle lens the last couple of years, where you're at. Think about what Philadelphia has done. They went through that entire tanking process. It produced Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, right? They were able to swing deals to get Harris in, make him a max player. Ben Simmons is in the first year of a $177 million contract. And Joel Embiid has the most team-friendly deal of those three players. He's still getting paid for the next 3 years at about $35 million a clip. And they can't do this. And that is a really hard place as an organization to be. Milwaukee could be in that same spot. Starting next year, they have given Giannis Antetokounmpo a supermax deal where 5 years from now, Giannis is going to have a player option for $51 million. He is going to be paid over $40 million a year up to a $50 million player option 6 years from now, not including this season. And what happened when we watched Giannis on the floor in the fourth quarter of Game 5 against the Nets? And what happened when you compare and contrast him with the guy that actually deserves that kind of a contract because he's that kind of a player, because you build around that guy, and in the fourth quarter, Kevin Durant was that guy. You saw the difference. Those two players on the floor at the same time. One guy is dropping the ball between his legs. He's the go-to guy without a go-to move. His team had the harpoon and the whale with a James Harden that couldn't move, and Kevin Durant, you know, out there kind of by himself, and they blew that lead, blew that game, and I think blew the series as a result. And then what happens these last 2 days with Philadelphia? Exact same thing. They have these two games in their hip pocket. They are going to swat away the annoyance of the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young, and they are going to finally take this group that they have invested all of this money and all of this belief in, and they're going to get to the next level. And what happens? They're sitting here looking at unthinkable losses over the past two games. And there's one cut that I want to hear, guys, that I think we definitely need to play. Let's listen to Doc Rivers, 54. Doc Rivers talking about how this collapse falls on everyone. Oh, you know what? I can play it. I'm sorry. I got it right here. I
thought it started at the beginning of the second half, even though we kept the lead. I think we had 6 turnovers in our first 10 possessions to start the third quarter. That's why I called the early timeout. You can see we kind of exhaled, relaxed. The first unit was just good enough, and Seth carried us in that stretch to keep the lead at 22, where it could have very easily been at 30 if we don't turn the ball over. And then, you know, obviously you got to take guys out, and the second group really struggled tonight in the second half. They were phenomenal in the first half, and then in the second half they struggled. And then down the stretch, listen, we scored 19 points and gave up 40. So it's on us, it's on all of us, it's on me, it's on the players, and we have to figure out how to get back up, which we will, and bring this game back here for Game 7.
You know, Doc, you can do whatever you want to try and spread the blame around. And yes, you can say it's an organizational, team-wide failure when you lose these last two leads, the way they've lost these last two leads. This is a superstar league. This falls on superstars. All right, Ben Simmons is a player that can't stay on the floor in the fourth quarter of the most important games of the season. And his contract is $31 million this season, $33 million next season, $35 million in 2023, $38 million in 23-24, and $40 million in 24-25. That's what you're paying him. He's shooting 33% from the free throw line, and you have to take him out of the most important games of the season because he's a liability on the floor when you need him the most. Tobias Harris is a max contract player that disappears when the game matters the most. And even Joel Embiid. Look, it's hard to get on a guy that has like a 37-14 game, but what did Kevin Durant do with a 37-14 game when the Nets needed him the most? You know what he did? He turned a 37-point game into a 50-point game to make sure they won. If Joel Embiid is that guy, and look, there's a very short list of those guys, right? The guys that we've seen, at least in current-day basketball, be that guy. Kawhi, LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, guys on that list. And then you go back, obviously, previous generations like the Kobes and the Michaels and the Magics and the Birds. You are an immortal player if you can carry your team at times to a championship. But there's a separation between that guy and some pretenders. I still think a guy like a Joel Embiid or a Paul George or a Giannis, those guys are pretenders. They are not Kevin Durant. I mean, think about as great a game statistically as Giannis had in Game 5. What was his fourth quarter? What allowed the comeback to happen compared to what Kevin Durant was? Even Paul George last night. I sound ridiculous criticizing Paul George when he had 37 points or whatever he had last night and 14, 15 rebounds. He had one basket in the fourth quarter. Reggie Jackson was the Kawhi Leonard of the fourth quarter last night for the Clippers, not Paul George. He had one and one and a few free throws at the end of the game. Other than that, he gave the ball up. He didn't take it on his shoulders like Kevin Durant did. So to win a championship, and I get it's an unbelievably high standard we're holding these guys to, but Giannis, Joel Embiid, Paul George, they are being paid like the guys that are being paid to go out and win championships. When you get paid like that, When you're a supermax player like Giannis is, yes, that is the standard we hold you to. And it is a very bad spot when an organization is sitting around looking at each other going, we may have paid guys that can't do this. That's the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Brian Windhorst, our NBA insider, is going to join us coming up to talk about all of this. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance, Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Changing the way to buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Also, what is the latest on Kawhi Leonard? We're going to find out from Brian Windhorst when we come back. And we will get to your telephone calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bob Wischusen in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Shopping for Mother's Day is usually a challenge because you wait until the last minute, but Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. Whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement, Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by category like fragrance, handbags, and more, or gift lists like for the mom who has everything, pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, and Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day is May 12th. It'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Greeny, the podcast.
Paul George, the 18-footer is true for PG-13. Tonight, the man has been rated R.
Can the Clippers win this series without a Kawhi Leonard?
I have the Clippers closing this out in game six.
That is the question we'll be asking. Can the Clippers do this without Kawhi? Possibly. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bob Wischusen in for Greeny, ESPN Radio, ESPN+. The ESPN app and your smart speaker, presented by Progressive Insurance. And it's time to go to the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. He is Brian Windhorst, ESPN senior NBA writer and host of the Hoop Collective podcast. Talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and we're at a place that I never thought we'd be, Brian. The last time we spoke, we were coming off of the Clippers losing the first two games at home in the last series and thinking this might be one of the most devastating disasters to end a season that we've ever seen, to now the Clippers being a surprise participant in this round, and who knows what happens with Kawhi. It's amazing how much a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so, has changed the fortunes of this franchise.
Bob, it's one of the more confounding teams I've ever studied in my 20-year career, because the way that they played at the end of the season with tanking those games at the end, I really thought showed a lack of class. I really did. And the way that they ended last season, and I know it was a different team, but the way they let the go of the rope in losing 3-1 in that series, It showed me a team that had a lack of fight. And the victory that they had in Dallas in the last round in game six, now granted that was a supreme Kawhi Leonard performance, but that was a character victory for their team. And then we have this game last night that could only be described as a character victory. A team to get those two types of road wins under the conditions that they got them in a playoff, in the single playoff, that is a championship character type of team. I find them just confounding. Reggie Jackson, who's been a player who, frankly, has been given up on by multiple teams, and I will say, in my view, rightly so, is playing absolutely brilliantly. He is, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers would have killed for Reggie Jackson last night, for example. This is a guy who's on a minimum contract anybody could have had for next to nothing at the start of the season. The way that Paul George rose up, the way that their team performed, they come into this game knowing Kawhi Leonard is going to miss the rest of this series and in doubt for the playoffs. And Utah hits 10 three-pointers on them in the first quarter. They had every reason in the world to just pack it in. And I've seen them before in this situation pack it in, but they didn't. And so you take your hat off to them, and somebody in my seat finds them very difficult to understand.
What's the story with Kawhi? I mean, is he done for the season or just for this series? Do we know?
So he's got a sprained ACL, and from what I am told, the first MRI they took, they couldn't get a good view of how bad the sprain is because he has so much swelling. So they're going to have to repeat the MRI in either today or tomorrow. And once they get that second batch of results, when the swelling goes down, they'll have a better view of it. Now, the organization is taking an optimistic view, which is that a lot of times when you have a lot of, and I'm not an orthopedist, okay, Bob, I'm just going to tell you what I've been told.
Sure.
When you have a lot of swelling initially, it means that the injury may not be as bad, and that's the body going to protect the ligament. And so that there may be a possibility that it's not a long-term injury. That said, when you're talking about a sprained knee, we're talking about an injury that is a week's injury. It's not a day's injury. So he will not be in this series. And that is one of the confounding things now that I turn my eyes to the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz have to be sitting there yesterday by the afternoon in Salt Lake City thinking, now wait a minute here. We just woke up and found out that Kawhi Leonard, who was not on the injury report yesterday, is now going to be out for this series. And that Chris Paul, the leader of the team who is waiting to play us, is potentially going to be out for multiple games in the next round. And the faster that we can win two games here, the more our chances of playing without Chris Paul increase. This is blood in the water time. Let's go for the kill. And yet they were the team that was overwhelmed in the end on their home floor. I can't explain to you how difficult it is to grasp the series of events that is taking place. And you can analyze it all you want, but you could not have predicted the way this is playing out.
Yeah, and it's funny. You know, I started off the show talking about some of the teams that have the quote-unquote pretend all-time great players and the teams that really have guys like that. Like Kevin Durant is showing you, he takes the 37-point game and turns it into a 50-point game in the fourth quarter when he knows his team needs him the most. That's the truly great player. That is that guy. That's the guy that you build a franchise around, as opposed to a lot of guys that get the max contracts that when the fourth quarter rolls around, even if they've got a 35-point game going, they disappear. Like Joel Embiid disappeared the fourth quarter last night when his team needed him to do what Kevin Durant did. Take a 37-point game, turn it into a 50-point game, and make sure that that comeback doesn't happen. A week ago, we were coronating Donovan Mitchell. Last night, second half of that game, he wasn't there. So I'm wondering, you know, let's start with Donovan Mitchell and Utah. Are they, you know, looking at each other right now going, boy, we were the number one seed, and we thought Donovan Mitchell was going to be the next great Western Conference star. Is he ready to become that yet?
I think he is, Bob, but I think he's not healthy. And I'm scratching my head a little bit on what's going on with the Jazz. I mean, they've got this great opportunity with the home court, with an opportunity really to win the Western Conference. I mean, they haven't been in this position for 25 years. And this injury has been very confounding because when he suffered the injury, it was like maybe it would be a week to 2 weeks, maybe three tops. He ended up missing a month. He's cleared to play, then he's not cleared to play. The day of the first playoff game, he comes back and looks brilliant, and now he seems to be weakening again. I did not feel he had good movement and lift, but I don't know when. I didn't see him get injured. I don't know if he's retweaked it or if, you know, playing on that ankle, not being 100% for this long, has led to other leg issues, but he didn't look to me like he had a spring in his step like he did earlier in the playoffs. And then the other thing is that the Clippers have developed a game plan to attack him, which they can do because Mike Conley isn't out there. And we have Mike Conley explaining yesterday that he had a setback as he was recovering from his hamstring injury, which already was a setback. So we have Conley with a hamstring injury, comes back, re-injures the hamstring. While he's recovering from the re-injured hamstring, has another injury, and now he's been out. And I don't know, is that bad luck? Is that bad planning?
Right.
Is that bad maintenance? I don't know the answer to that. I just know that the Jazz have not been able to get their guys, their vital players, back upright at the top of their game, and I think it's showing up. It's showing up right now. We, you know, without Conley and with Donovan limited, they didn't have their best stuff last night when they had a great opportunity. And I know that it's the blame game time at this time of the year. You know, if you don't execute, you're the GOAT. I don't have an answer. I just know that, you know, that Donovan doesn't look as physically good as he did 2 weeks ago. And coming farther from an ankle injury, you'd think he'd get stronger. So I can't explain it.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA senior writer, hosted the Hoop Collective podcast, giving us some straight talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth, good? Well, maybe not that good, but straight talk certainly offers you 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. All right, Brian, do we know the story with Chris Paul yet? Do we know how long he's going to be in the protocol yet?
No, Bob, because we don't know how COVID works yet. You know, he was vaccinated quite some time ago, from what I've been told. He tested positive. I think they won. I'm losing my days here, but I think they won their series on Monday. Is that right?
I think that's right.
I was told he tested positive the next day. None of his teammates have tested positive. So he has what they call a breakthrough infection. So, you know, hopefully the vaccine will keep him safe and will keep him from getting very sick. But his 10-day clock would have started on Tuesday.
Actually, I think Sunday. If I remember right, I think they won. I think the 10-day clock is at the day after you test positive, so it starts on Monday.
I apologize. Oh, I don't remember the day.
All of our
won.
Brains are scrambled at this point of the year. This game's on every night. I know exactly what you're going through. Trust me.
But from what I understand, he tested positive the day after game four.
Okay.
So that would have meant Monday. So you can start to count in your fingers and toes. So the thing about this is that during the regular season, the rules haven't changed. If you test positive for COVID, you either have to sit 10 days beyond your symptoms, and you hope that, you know, I don't think he's symptomatic, so you hope that that's the case, he remains healthy, or you have to have back-to-back negative tests. Well, during the season, Bob, almost every player who tested positive for COVID had to go 10 days past symptoms, and some of them it took 2 weeks. Some of them it took a month, but that was before the vaccine. We don't really know how to, you know, we only have a couple of examples of players with the vaccine. And you know, there are examples of players who had the vaccine, had a breakthrough infection, and then were still down for weeks because they were sick and they didn't get over it. So that's a long way of saying we don't know. But I will say this, if you're the Suns, you have to prepare for the reality that Chris Paul is probably going to miss a game or two. And worst case scenario, maybe three or four. And you can't rush it. You can't play through it. It's not an ankle injury. He's got to be healthy. He's got to pass the protocols. So, and Bob, he knows every single syllable of the protocols because he's the president of the players union, and he was in all of those meetings and on all of those Zoom calls, and they were all developed.
Hey, one last one before I let you go. This is for a team that's done playing now, but now their offseason kind of gets thrown into turmoil. Mavericks fire Donnie Nelson. What does that represent as a shift in the power structure if there wasn't already one going on in the front office for Dallas? And how does it affect Luka Doncic and whether or not he wants to stay there?
Well, there's been some indication that Luka is going to offer some comments soon. He is playing on the Slovenian national team. And the Slovenian national team is playing right away because they have to qualify, try to qualify for the Olympics next week. So Luka's not going to be on vacation for 2 months and not say anything. So we're going to hear what his opinions are. Now, he made it pretty clear, Bob, that he intends to sign the 5-year contract extension that's going to be offered to him this summer. I don't think that's the concern. What I think the concern is here is that the Mavericks have a generational talent, and the roster that they have built around him has been both very expensive in terms of money and assets and what they've traded for them. And he still doesn't have a team that is a contender yet, and I don't see their path to becoming a contender in the very short term. And so Mark Cuban, I assume, made a very difficult decision to part ways with the man who'd run his team ever since he bought the team and built a championship team for him, and look for somebody who maybe potentially can act quicker on this Luka situation. It is a prickly situation, and whoever gets that job, whether it's Michael Finley, who is their strong in-house candidate, or they go outside, they're going to have a tremendous asset in Luka Doncic already on the roster, and a tremendous challenge because they are going to have an expectation to turn that into a championship contending team very quickly.
Well, apparently his press conference started about 5 minutes ago. So we're going to keep our eyes open and our ears open and hear what he has to say. But you're exactly right. I'll tell you right now, there are Knicks fans that are right now kind of, you know, turning the wheels in their head, wondering how they could get him to New York.
No. Luka will be re-signing there. It's just a matter of how much rope he's going to give him.
Thanks for the update. We appreciate it, Brian.
Take care.
All right, that's Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA senior writer, host of the Hoop Collective podcast, joining us here. Bob Schuh's in it for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We'll get to your telephone calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 in about 30 seconds after I tell you about ZipRecruiter. If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, their matching technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on a ZipRecruiter site get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Again, Bob Schuessen in for Greeny here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Squeezing some telephone calls now, and Kevin in Georgia has been patient. He joins us first here on ESPN Radio. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Bob. How you doing?
You got it. I'm doing great.
Hey, I just got a question on the Sixers. You know, they've blown a combined 44-point lead in the last two games, and Doc Rivers' teams, going back to the Clippers, have a reputation of blowing big leads in playoff games. So that being said, if they lose this series, might the Sixers consider parting ways with him or making some roster changes in the offseason?
You know, I had two thoughts about this. Well, first of all, you know, to fire your coach 1 year into a $40 million 5-year deal, That's tough. You know what I mean? Like, I have a hard time. You are basically announcing to the world, we had absolutely no idea what we were doing when we hired a coach a year ago. If you give him 5 years, $8 million a year, and 1 year into that, you fire him. I 100% believe, you know, in the theory of, you know, it's on the players, not on the coach, especially more so in the NBA than in any other league. But oftentimes the coach ends up being the sacrificial lamb. I have a hard time believing they're going to do that. I heard Jeff Van Gundy say this one time, I think even on a talk show I was doing, and I thought he summed it up perfectly, that oftentimes coaches or general managers will get fired because you are trying to give your fan base the illusion of change, when real change is much, much harder to go through and much, much harder to execute, right? Like, the real change that the 76ers have done, the real change that they've executed over the last 3 or 4 years is maxing out Tobias Harris, maxing out Ben Simmons, giving all that money to Joel Embiid, right? And now, where else do you go to throw someone to the wolves? Where else do you go to give the illusion of change to your fans other than maybe firing the coach? Because now you're locked into these players. Nobody's going to want these guys. I heard I think Anthony Gargano on earlier this morning with KJZ, and they were talking about, is Philly now done with Ben Simmons? Are the fans done with him? Is this the last year he's on the team? Do you want him off the team? Where's he going? He just signed. He's got the better part of the $177 million contract coming to him over the next 4 years. He's shooting 35% from the free throw line. In crunch time, who's going to want Ben Simmons? So you're stuck with him. You can fire your coach if you want, but it doesn't change the reality that they're sitting around the conference table, I guarantee you, looking at each other going, man, we gave these guys all this money. They can't do this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A reminder that The Ultimate Fighter is back, the reality show that brings you top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract, is on ESPN+. Stream new episodes every Tuesday, only on ESPN+. You can also sign up to stream The Greeny Show, that is Greeny, along with hours of daily sports talk. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get more of your calls coming up in just a moment after I tell you about California almonds. If you want to try your best, well, whatever your best means, being the best bingo player in the office, the best volleyball player on the planet, to do that, you're going to need some help. Your teammate to tackle anything and everything, a handful of almonds. It's got 6 grams of plant-based protein, and it's an excellent source of vitamin E and magnesium. It's the snack you need to keep your head in the game and your body energized. So whether you're going to go for the gold or another round of bingo, refuel with almonds. California almonds, own your everyday, every day. We'll take a quick time out. We will come back with more of your telephone calls. Bob Wischusen, in for Greeny, ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is music that means summer to me. Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app and your smart speaker. Guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Man, get us back to some live music. Fish, they're coming back. It's summertime and the world's returning to normal. And the NBA playoffs are back on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight, Game 6. The Nets host the Bucks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. On that Goodyear Hotline, by the way, will be Michael Kay, host of The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Coming up bottom of the next hour, Michael's book is out, and it is absolutely tremendous. It dropped this past week, Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z, Bob Costas with the foreword. And Michael will be, I'm sure, signing a copy for every single person in America that wants the book. So Michael Kay will join us bottom of the next hour, and we'll talk Yankee baseball with him. Talk about the Nets, the Bucks as well, because this to me is one of those, you know, watershed moments in the career of a superstar player in Giannis. Can he get it done tonight? Can he force Game 7? They probably had their best opportunity to win a game on the road in Game 5. KD was the man, and Giannis in the fourth quarter, unfortunately for Milwaukee Buck fans, was not. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get back to the phones right now, though, and talk to Howie in Merrick, who joins us next on ESPN Radio. Hey, Howie.
How you doing?
Good.
I want to talk a little about the Jets, but look, can I want to get to the Nets and Bucks first?
Sure.
What I felt was a huge mistake by the Bucks coach, Budenholzer, is that, you know, Robin Lopez was hitting threes like crazy. He was deadly. They built a big lead. And then he takes him out in the middle of third quarter, doesn't bring him back until 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I thought that was a huge mistake because Robin Lopez was killing the Nets from threes.
Yeah, I thought the two other mistakes that he made, that to me would be, you know, down on the list. Running your offense through Brook Lopez is, to me, not the way that they're going to win this series. The other two big mistakes, though, I thought, they did not attack any matchup involving James Harden, which to me was amazing. Every time he was on the floor, you could see an absolute shell of himself. Never one time during that game went hard to the basket. Every jump shot came up short. He's just not himself. He gutted it out and gave them what he could, but how do you not attack him? And then in the fourth quarter, if Giannis Antetokounmpo is the player we all have been told that he is by Milwaukee, why is he not guarding Kevin Durant? Why is Kevin Durant going off the way he is in the fourth quarter and Giannis not going over to Budenholzer and saying, you know what, that's my guy. I'm the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. I'm an MVP. I got him. And you figure everything else out, but I got him. And that didn't happen as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, I got to feel, you know, I give Durant all the props, but I got to feel the Bucks have to do a better job, maybe even kick him off full court, making him work harder for his points.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, whatever you have to do to make sure anybody but Kevin Durant beats you has to be your strategy, right? Like, there's this idea, I think, in Game 5 that because Harden played and Kyrie missed, oh, it was two of the big three out there. No, it wasn't. You lost in a huge comeback to a wounded team that really was without two of their stars. Harden was on the floor in body only. He was not James Harden. You lost to Kevin Durant and a supporting cast. And James Harden was no different than any of the other kind of quote-unquote supporting cast players to Kevin Durant in that game. Right? He was probably less effective than a couple of these supporting cast players actually were because he's hurt. He's doing the best he can, but he's hurt. So that was one of those, I think, franchise-defining losses for Milwaukee, unfortunately, and a player-defining loss for Giannis. Ronald in Florida joins us next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hi, Ronald.
Hey, man. Okay, this is what I got, dude, as far as the Ben Simmons thing. If I'm Golden State, I'm calling Philadelphia. I'm offering up Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green. Draymond Green would provide the championship pedigree and the toughness that they need. Wiggins can give you 18-19. Ben Simmons can then run point for Stephen Clay. He would then guard Luka, Kawhi, LeBron, maybe even KD. And I think everybody wins.
All right. That all sounds good in theory, but also understand that Ben Simmons is now a guy that you can't have on the floor in the fourth quarter of a big game. He can't shoot. He can't score. He can't make a free throw. So he's a liability on the floor. They're playing hack-a-ben, right? You have to get them off the floor. So you want a team that has won championships with Draymond Green to trade for a guy that's owed $145 million over the next 4 years and has proven to be a liability in the biggest moments of the most important games in your season, and you know, and you want to bring him in.
I think he would have a different role with them. I know he would still be a liability as far as the hack-a-ben thing, but he would have a different role. Draymond would provide the toughness that Philadelphia needs.
Oh, I'm not. Look, getting out from under Ben Simmons' contract, I would think at this point, even though they just gave it to him, would probably be something that the Sixers would love to do. Who's taking that contract on? I mean, this is a player that can't give you anything in the biggest moments of the biggest games at the most crucial point of your season. He is paid like a quote-unquote franchise player, and yet they have to take him off the floor so he doesn't hurt them when their season is on the line. I am not trading for that player. I'm going somewhere else for talent. That is not the player that I'm bringing in to my team. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bob Wischusen in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, your smart speaker. If you're on hold, stay right there. We will come back. We'll get to some more telephone calls. Got a variety of topics that people want to talk about. And Michael Kay is coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk Yankees with us. We'll talk Nets Bucks. We'll talk Mets as well. A lot more to do. Hour number two on the way.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can check out Greeny live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Also, don't miss Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 Eastern on ESPN. This is Greeny, the podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.